Chapter 33. As the weeks passed, the piece of fabric on my branch drew many comments. Some of the folks in our neighborhood, the ones from Ireland, would nod knowingly and smile. To them, Maeve would simply say in her lilting voice, "That's my raggy tree. She's not a hawthorn, but she'll do just fine." People who'd come here from our other lands, and there were many of them, would frown at the rag, or even reach up to remove it. Maeve would warn, "Don't you be touching my wish now." Patiently, again and again, she would explain how in her old home, leaving wishes on a raggy tree was a time-honored tradition. Now and then, people would ask Maeve what she'd wished for, and she'd tell them the truth with a sigh and a wry smile. "Nothing much. Just someone to love with all my heart. Nothing much at all." Sometimes people would laugh, and sometimes they would roll their eyes. "A wish on a rag won't bring you love, dearie," they would say. But usually people gave Maeve a kind smile, a squeeze on the arm, a knowing nod. And then they too would ask if they could add a wish of their own. Chapter 34. Another year passed. As May neared, I found myself hosting more scraps of fabric than budding leaves. Squibbles tried to steal a few fabric strips to line his dray, the nest made of leaves and twigs high in one of my forked branches. I explained he'd have to stick with moss and pine needles until the 1st of May. Wishes, according to Maeve, could not be touched until after May Day. Then the ones that weren't carried off in the wind or dragged to the ground by the rain could be removed by people or by enterprising squirrels. I suspect she made up that rule for my benefit, so I could grow unfettered without the weight of wet rags dragging me down. Just before dawn on the 1st of May, a young woman approached me. She had dark, wavy hair and wore a tattered gray coat. In her arms was a wrapped bundle. "Psst," Squibbles whispered to me. "Here comes another wish, Red." But Squibbles was wrong. There was no wish. Swiftly, but with great care, the girl placed her bundle in my hollow. A thank you for Maeve, I realized. A loaf of bread, perhaps. The girl had probably been one of her patients. She was gone as quickly as she'd come. Like a hummingbird, I thought. There, then not there, like a gust of wind.